sacrificing this one again.
Hiya.
I'm Sarah. I've come to Maybridge since I was tiny. Being brought up in a Christian environment, I've always had an understanding of what Christianity is from an early age. But throughout my time at church, I started to think there was something more to this religion, something I was missing, and that many people in the congregation obviously felt. I felt I could provide all the right answers to the religion as such, but didn't feel anything deep inside of me. Until when I went to Soul Survivor in 2009, which is a Christian camping festival with the youth group, which was then called Entity, my view of the Christian faith was totally turned on its head. Although I would have said I believed in God before I went, I was quite frankly amazed in the evenings in the big top tent when God would reveal himself to everyone so obviously. Seeing God heal people from serious injuries and seeing him fill my friends and others with the Holy Spirit right in front of my eyes made me realise just how close God can be with us through his Holy Spirit. God no longer would be an idea in my head, but I could start to have a relationship with him that would feel as real as a relationship I could have with my close friends and family. My faith started to become more real to me, and I got rid of the doubt I was carrying that God didn't exist. Something I would strongly take away from that year at Soul Survivor was the love that was shown between the people I was with. I was amazed how many of my friends who hadn't been brought up in a church like me, and were probably a lot more shocked at the whole experience than I was, would still place their hands on people and prayed for me to get closer to God. This touched my heart and allowed me to start to see the world as God intended it to be like. The year after Soul Survivor, which was my first year at college, is the year I'd say that I started to get to know God and start to have a relationship with him. In our new named youth group called Yergity, which many still think is a very silly name, we started what we call cell groups, where the group splits into two separate groups to meet up once a week. We did Bible study to get to know God and each other better. I started to see this love and support in the group that I had started to experience at Soul Survivor. At cell groups, we would pray for situations, praying for myself and others, and then seeing God answer my prayers the next morning right in front of my eyes just blew me away at how God could be so evidently present in my life. I'm so blessed by Yergity and the people in it, and without them, I don't think I would be standing here today. My excitement to return to Soul Survivor in the summer just gone was pretty big, although when I was there, I was frustrated at how God had seemed to have completely vanished from me. And although I knew that God still existed, I wasn't completely sure anymore if my heart was completely devoted to following him. But learning about the world through God's eyes and returning to the place where I'd felt so happy and at peace the previous year, my heart desperately called out for God to form this relationship with me again, and I knew that deep down I did want to know and follow God. By the end of the week, although I didn't feel like God was much closer to me than at the beginning, I did leave knowing that God is still with me and he'll never leave my side. He'll just wait patiently for me to come back into his open arms as I find my way back to him. I probably don't thank God enough for the life he's given me. I'm so blessed in so many ways which I don't often even see. And I'm so thankful that I was lucky enough to be brought up in a Christian family so that I could easily get to know God. So I'm getting baptised today because I want to know and follow God through good and bad times and live a life serving him, as I long for others to know him too. Although my relationship with God is never going to be perfect, I know now with all my heart that I definitely want to follow him, and I'm starting to understand his amazing love for me.